So welcome to another episode of the Work Salaryman podcast. And today we want to talk about something that happened recently in the news. So I will read the account and then we will both then talk about it. Right. So let me read the account first. So this is shared by an ITE graduate who claims that he earns $80,000 Sing a year as a plumber in Australia. So here's the post. It's titled, Life is Better Overseas, and it was submitted to SG Whispers. So it goes, lol, I was a Singaporean, currently Australian, am in my 30s, recently watched Lawrence Wong video on hard work and income disparity, please lah. I graduated from ITE. My whole life, everyone in Singapore looked down on me. When I started working as an ITE grad, I was only paid 1.6K and told that I deserve that pay as I'm from ITE. Packed my bags, left for Aussie, and now am a plumber. I earn more than 100K here. Even after paying my taxes, I'm easily earning $80,000 a year. What kind of ITE graduate in Singapore doing hands work like plumbing can earn 80K after taxes? Moreover, I am not a boss of a plumbing company, just a simple plumber. People like us in nursing, construction, plumbing all should leave Singapore. Other places better. Please lah, minister in Singapore talk cock only. At the end of the day, the poor plumber pay will increase from 1.6K to 1.8K max low. Cause in Singapore, always will have cheaper labor across the causeway ma. So that was the post. So I think maybe before we even get into it, I think we should say our credentials or why we can talk about it. So I think Rui Ming is uniquely qualified because he used to study in Australia and he kind of knows quite a bit.
I mean, I've quite a lot of like Australian friends.
Yeah.
We talk about the whole blue collar versus white collar thing quite often.
Mm.
Also, I roughly know like how much it takes to have a comfortable life in major cities such as Melbourne and Sydney, possibly Perth as well.
Mm. And probably you have considered.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I have considered this plumber route before.
So he know, yeah. Oh, you considered plumber
before?
Yeah,
of course, of course.
Huh.
I think this was like early 2010s. I just
specifically plumber.
Yeah, hated Singapore's guts. I just hated Singapore. I was like, maybe I should just be a plumber and go to So I've considered.
Damn. The so route this before. Could have been what you ended up doing, like.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, that's amazing.
Possibly.
My credentials is just that at the end of the thing they mentioned the person across the causeway to do it cheaper. So I'm from across the causeway. I'm Malaysian, right? And I obviously live and work here now. So I also have something to share in that sense, lah. Yeah. Mm. So I remember when I shared this with you, Rumi. You said something that I thought was very interesting. You said that this person is doing what you would have done if you had this situation and that you're happy for this person. Can you explain a bit more?
Yeah, I think good for him, you know. There are many people who dislike Singapore, but they just sit around and bitch about it.
Yep.
This guy, he, using his credentials as a plumber, went to apply, I'm assuming, on a special visa to Australia, worked there a couple of years, became Australian, now earns like money just enough to make him happy.
Yep.
Isn't that great? Like, yeah, isn't that what you know, you would do in that situation also?
I think so, yes. It seems like a very good situation. Mm. I just don't think it's very fair. The ending and the whole subtext of this thing is basically that it's not nice to be in Singapore, or that if you do these kind of things, the best thing for you to do is... Or maybe actually that's fair to say.
Well, actually, I agree with him on this part. Okay, so I feel as an individual, you have the right to choose which place you get the best opportunities. So based on your profession and your skills and whatever. And if Singapore is not the place that gives you the best opportunity, then you can go. But of course, this, you must realize that what is the best opportunity for you might not be the best situation for everyone else. For example, if a plumber earns 80K here, Singaporeans will need to pay a lot more for their plumbing services.
Yeah, because somebody has to pay for that plumber's pay.
Exactly. Yeah, but I'm as commenting as like a personal finance person looking at you make this career move for yourself.
Mm.
I'm very happy for you.
Mm.
And if you are, you know, in other industries that you feel are not being paid well in Singapore, go. You know, I mean, like, it's great. It's great that you make the step to improve your quality of life.
I think that's very fair.
Mm.
And I think it's fair to say that if you are all these traits that he has talked about, where it's often you face disruption from my country, which is ready to come to Singapore to earn Singapore stronger currency, and then basically undercut all the local nurses, plumbing, construction people, then yes, in that case, actually, if you're Singaporean and you have these qualifications, you can get it in Australia and earn more money.
Actually,
it's better to do that.
Actually, that's what happened. First, people come from, let's say, even Philippines, Malaysia, come to Singapore, get PR, and let's say they are nurses. Next step is to go to Australia.
Next step.
Higher pay, higher better quality of life. So...
I just don't like the tone of it. Maybe I put it that way. It's the tone and also the title that life is better overseas. Because maybe it's a catchy title, life is better overseas. But actually what this should be is that life is better overseas for people who are local and do nursing, construction and plumbing. I think that is a better thing. And then the tone of this obviously has some trying to say that Singapore does not serve these people well, who is local. Do you think that to be true though? That Singapore has let down these people who train in these things?
I think the word let down is just very strong.
Okay.
Ultimately, you're paid based on what people want to pay. If you want to say it really fairly, Singaporeans let you down.
Singapore as a whole, so Singaporeans, government of the day, companies here.
Maybe even unions, PR, they don't want to pay PR, this amount. But I think that on the other hand, because Singapore always relies on cheap labor, we get stuff a lot. We get a lot of stuff done that can be done for a lot lower cost than they would be in Australia. Remember recently we wrote a comic about moving up the value chain. This is it, because it's not that plumbing is an inferior job. It's not that nursing is an inferior job. They are very, very important, even noble jobs. But it's just that supply and demand means that, and as the guy rightly pointed out, means that there's a constant...
Guy or girl, I don't know. Probably guy.
Okay, guy or girl. Sorry. Yeah. That was my bad. I assume... Their gender.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, end of day, yes, there's Malaysia, there's Philippines, there's people who can do things for cheaper. They come in. I think what's also important to realize is that Australia is a very unique country in the sense that they are very strict on who they let in and who becomes citizens.
Yes.
And that has kind of created an environment where blue-collar workers, typically displaced by foreign labour, are done by locals. And in some cases, they actually earn higher than white-collar workers in Australia.
So your construction worker, your plumber, that kind. There are local Australian Caucasians. And they're working in the road and they're earning more money than your white collar.
That's
quite a frequent phenomenon.
Now this Australian can be not Caucasian also, but I think yes.
Frequently because to us or to me, maybe I racist in that way also. It seems like white is always higher class or tend to be richer, you know. That's why to see the image, I have to admit when I first went to Australia, that was what struck me the most. I saw some road workers. And then it's all white people. You know, so that struck me very much. And then only when I got older, I sort of understood how that comes to be and what's the trade-offs. Because that means that probably they have to really restrict the amount of foreigners that come in who's willing to take less money to do this kind of handwork, as the person describes. Then they have to protect them. So they're artificially actually keeping the price of this kind of work high, which is good and also not good. Good because your people can earn more money, your local people doing these things, but not good because it'll be more expensive to get a plumber, right? And is it probably the case where plumbers are freaking expensive in Australia?
They are. I think my friend told me the time he called, it was a few hundred dollars.
To do what? To just come down?
I think just to come down is 100 plus.
Yeah.
And then to fix the thing is another 100 plus.
Right.
So these are numbers unheard of.
In Singapore.
In Singapore context. Also, there are a lot of white-collar workers and uni grads complaining that, I go uni for what? I go study 4 years, still earn less than someone who went to a vocational
trade school
or trade school.
Yeah.
What is the point of it? So that is that whole other different conversation as well.
Also, when you do this, then also what might happen is that
some other people are unhappy.
And they will choose to not pursue higher education, which is actually moving up the value chain and would in a way hinder that whole country as a whole from moving up that value chain.
It's pros and cons. So there are many things that allow Australia to be in such a position. Number one, first of all, as a developed country, they have kind of seen a lot of growth over the last 20 years. I think in a way that major economies don't achieve. And as a real result, there are a lot of white-collar jobs in Australia that are high-paying. And a lot of these people, right, do not want to do blue-collar jobs. And then,
like Singapore, right?
Yeah, yeah. And hence, they can pay more for blue-collar jobs. Number two is the restriction of labor
we that the government has purposely put in place.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking about going to Australia also and New Zealand, because in New Zealand, for example, when I was studying animation, right, New Zealand had this really nice critical mass of animation stuff, like a lot of like companies like Weta, for example, the visual effects companies, all New Zealand. So I remember looking at the website, and then there was a list of skills that they were looking for. And then you want to see like, oh, is my skill there or not? Then like, would they want to... So this person, he said, they said that they became an Australian citizen. So I'm presuming that plumbing is a super in demand skill you said.
At least in the time I see, which is 2014.
Yeah, because you say you consider plumbing, like specifically plumbing. But why do you say, do you see somewhere that plumbing earn a lot of money or something?
I saw it that was on a skilled immigration skills list. Yeah, skilled immigrants list. And then I saw like the others I didn't really like. I think
plumbing is here.
Yeah.
Maybe why not just be a plumber.
Because I have memories of like helping my dad fix the
Pipe and that kind of thing.
Yeah, even though that is very rudimentary plumbing, I felt like that is something I could do.
Right.
And even though people say it's dirty job, it is an honest living.
Yes.
I don't really care whether people say like, oh, is it a prestigious job or not? As long as it pays the bills, as long as it gets me to where I need to be, then it's a decent job, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so too. Also because like you were saying, some of the reasons in which Australia is a unique country, and I don't know if this factors into it. Does it also affect or make it interesting the case that Australia is sort of like far away from everywhere else? Because for Singapore, Malaysia, right, it's such an easy thing for a Malaysian to come over every day, for example, because they can still be in Malaysia because it's just a border only, you know. The commute is so possible, but if it's Australia, you have to move there. It's a bigger upheaval to relocate there to be a blue-collar worker full-time. So maybe that's why they also have a higher demand for it. Because in Singapore, there's so many regional neighbours, you know. Easier for them to come over, you know. So that's why maybe Australia needs it so much more.
I think even if you go to countries like the US, you'll see that it will be Mexicans from South America doing the jobs that are considered not so glamorous.
Yes, yeah.
Another thing I want to highlight, right, is that actually even within Australia, white-collar workers, to some extent, do look down on blue-collar workers. I'm not saying all, but because the person wrote was that only in Singapore this happens.
Oh yes, yes.
But actually it is a global thing.
Yeah.
When people say like, oh, I go uni, then this tradesperson still earn more than me. That is coming from a place of anger.
Oh yes,
The thought that like I am worth more than this simple job. Actually is ignoring the fact that a lot of these jobs are very. Need quite a lot of skill to do. It's just that in Singapore or in many countries around the world, the skill has been done by cheaper foreigners.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean it is a skillless job. That doesn't mean it is easy job.
Yeah, definitely not easy.
It's just that someone cheaper
you can sweat, do it. The thing spray everywhere.
Yeah, and then actually like quite a lot of like technical knowledge behind it, you know. It isn't just like take the tool, put inside.
Yeah, if you try to fix yourself, you understand how complex it can get. Even the kind of, I don't know what it's called, there's this thing that like the thing you have to fit on the thing and you replace it, right? The gasket or whatever, right? There's so many different varieties. And then they will know like a plumber come right, and then he just knows like this one not in production anymore, then he still have some like this kind of, I would never be able to solve myself on a YouTube video kind of thing, I think. You know. So it's actually not that easy. Yeah.
I do think there is some room in Singapore to pay whoever is working in them higher. But I think there's limited room for it.
Because it's still free market competition.
Yep.
And if Malaysians can come over to do this job, you will push the price down because then that's our competitive advantage. Because I'm living in Malaysia, my cost of living is way lower. Then I just push it down and I squeeze you. Then you still have no chance because the free market... And Singaporean culture, I still feel as a whole, would still go with a cheaper price. They would think it would be good to support local. But the support local is substantially higher.
I think support local is fun to say, right?
Fun to say.
Until it costs like $50 to $100 more.
Yeah, then you'll be like, I would like to, but I'm not that rich. I let the rich people do it, you know? It just becomes like that.
And the rich people also say the same thing.
The rich people say the same thing, yeah, because nobody want to think they're rich, right? So, it reminds me of like this situation that you're saying of like, the idea of like lower, like countries that are presumably lower on the value chain moving to countries that have a higher value chain to do the jobs that they don't want to do, mm. reminds me actually of something that's happening in Singapore also, which is that Malaysians will come over here to work because they can earn more doing here. So like in the post, the person mentioned nurses. Like where I come from, Johor, which is the most southern state that has a lot of people moving to Singapore to work mm. or commuting every day to work, right? There's actually nurse shortage quite often because if I'm a nurse working in Johor, I might as well come and work in Singapore if I can get a position. Mm. And what happens is that then nurses here, either harder to find a job or their pay is lower because I'm competing with a Malaysian who can do similar things to me, who's also culturally quite adjusted, you know,
mm.
speak the same languages and willing to take way less because they can go back to Malaysia and the dollar can go way further. And I don't know what to feel about it. I don't know what's right or wrong, but it feels to me like the Malaysian come here, then the Singaporean go to Australia, you know? Mm. So I also don't know if Singapore should try to keep these kind of tradespeople safe in this way because Singapore yep. also don't pay that much.
I think ultimately it depends on the market.
Yeah, the market. Consumers,
so,
okay. yes.
So if enough, and I think this is the case now, if enough experienced Singaporean nurses leave to Australia, one day Singapore is going to have a problem
yes.
and realize like, oh shit, you know, we don't have any experienced nurses because they all yes, went to Australia.
Yes.
Then they will have to increase their price.
Or they get even more from Malaysia. No, but no. why Malaysia don't let them come?
No, because you need a couple of like years of working as a nurse to gain the experience, gain the skills and everything.
To go Australia?
No, to...
To be a nurse.
To be like a nurse that can go Australia or to be right. a senior nurse or a more qualified nurse.
Because
nurse also got spectrum. There's right. actually like a different grades of nurse.
Right.
So there might come a day where actually like, oh, you
there's
know...
There's not enough senior nurses. Not senior Singapore. Nurses.
Okay, we better increase the salary.
Mm.
And I think like...
The market adjusts.
That's actually... what I think is happening in Singapore. I think right. people are beginning to realize that, you know what, nurse isn't like a simple job or easy job you can mm. just, you know, let foreigners do forever. Mm. Eventually, you want skilled people to come in and mm. stay and do these jobs.
Mm.
Maybe it's true that on the spectrum of nurses, some are considered like easy jobs to do, but just like in every profession, it becomes harder and harder and harder.
Mm.
The more you climb, the more things you need to know, the more skills you need to have. And of course, the money will be more also.
Yeah, so if it gets to a point where we as consumers just don't appreciate that difference in skill enough or don't pay them enough, then we will find that one day we'll have a shortage and then the market will adjust again because we'll be willing to pay even more for better.
Exactly. And how can anyone fault people for leaving to seek better opportunities? Right.
I think yes.
if we're in a position, we'll do the same. Also.
But would you blame the place for not catering to you? Then you have to leave. Do you think it's fair to do that? To say, hey, Singapore never catered to me.
I would not blame. It's just like, okay.
That's what it is.
Okay, but maybe in because from what this gentleman or gentlewoman.
Yeah. gentleperson, yeah.
Like a gentleperson.
Yeah.
Their experience is that they feel that everyone has looked down on them.
Yeah, yeah, which is a fair statement.
So, probably very emotional, angry and rude. I mean, if I feel like the whole world looked down on me,
I will also blame
the place. Yeah, I was like, fuck enough, Singapore, man. You know, they look down on me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go to Australia.
Look down on me, don't pay me well some more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But perhaps, right? Okay, because my girlfriend is a real estate agent and she's told me that she has known handymen that earn, you know, close to 5 figures a month.
In Singapore?
Handyman, yeah.
Huh.
So like, drilling the...
Handy person, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, handy person. Yeah. Yeah. Handy person, drill the things, fix the cabinet, get rid of stains.
Earn 5 figures.
Patch the wall. Mm. All these jobs combined earn 5 figures.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that the 1.6 to 1.8K that the person claim they earn is a result of them being an employee instead of being self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think maybe it's also timing. Maybe 10 years ago, it would have been tough for him or her to become a self-employed plumber. But I think these days with like internet marketing and everything, it's a lot easier.
Right.
So I think the timing of when they started off as a plumber also matters in this story.
Yeah. Because you also want to stay where you are at. Most people want to stay.
Preferably, yeah. Preferably.
So it's also, I guess, not very nice to say, ah, yeah, you just move overseas. Mm. You know, so I can also understand from that respect, like, how it is also not nice, lah, to have to consider the fact that I have to move overseas to get a good living. So that's maybe where some of that resentfulness can come from.
Of course, and also it stems from the reason why Singapore is... I mean, it stems from Singapore being a city state, right?
Mm.
If yep. I was in... if I was in, let's say, Kanazawa in Japan. Okay. Let's talk Australia setting. Yeah. Okay, let's say I was in Gippsland, which is somewhere maybe like near Melbourne, and there are no jobs there.
Mm.
Now I'll just go to Melbourne to go and work.
Find work, yeah.
But of course, that same geographical distance from Gippsland to Melbourne will mean you leave Singapore already, because Singapore is so damn small.
Yeah, and there's also just no suburbs for you to even...
Yeah.
Go to adjust your cost of living. It's just one price.
Yeah.
That's it.
So Singapore is in a unique situation. Because in other countries, they say like, why not you just leave and to another city, go find a better job. But in Singapore, leaving the city means leaving the country.
Right.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I do think in Singapore, we have a tendency to look down on people who don't earn as much.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's not great for... who we are as a nation and a culture, because we should respect these traits.
Yep.
And also respect also by being willing to pay them, because it's related, right?
Mm.
If I understand that it's hard, I'm willing to pay more money for it. You know. But it's also supply and demand at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think it's slightly separate from me. Like, regardless of how much you earn, we should respect you and not look down on you.
Yes.
But of course, money plays a part at some point to some...
No, what I mean is that if I respect the work,
yeah.
Like, for example, a mortician or somebody that deals with the deceased.
Yeah.
Everybody can understand how freaking difficult that is and how unpleasant it is. That's why I think also, even though it involves a lot of handwork, but also a lot of precision, of course, maybe that's where that added respect comes from. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's also a taboo thing to it, but it's such a necessary thing and so little people are willing to do it that it commands a lot of respect. And I think if people try to do plumbing... And then, like, I always do try to do this. I try to do something in the house. Then when I find out how hard it is, and then I'll go, okay, I'll pay $200. I'll pay $300. Because I've tried it before, and it's freaking difficult. I won't do it again.
Mm.
Like, for example, my ceiling was peeling, and I tried doing that myself, and it keeps coming out of my eyes. I had to wear goggles, and it still got inside my eyes.
Yeah.
And I went, fuck it, next time I'm going to pay somebody. I don't care how much it costs. Like, I'll pay upwards of $500 to have somebody come and do this for me.
Oh, $500 a lot of money, but okay.
Because it was so difficult. I spent 5 hours doing it, and I almost died. My neck hurt, everything.
Yeah.
So, that respect would make me more willing to do it, because I understand now how hard it is. That's what I meant. Yeah. But I also get your point. You are saying that regardless of whether you're willing to pay for it or not, you should respect everything, right? Because they are still...
Regardless of income, you respect the person.
Yeah.
Unless the person has some, like, fucked up behavior... Then maybe there's some grounds for
disrespect. That's outside the profession, really.
Yes, it's outside the profession.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Talking to you has tempered a lot of my initial, like, why is this person so salty? Because actually, it's fair enough to say, you know, like, you go and study here, you want to be able to build a family and a career here, and then you can't do what you want.
Mm.
And that's not cool, because also, it's not like you even do anything wrong. You just want to do plumbing. Like, you've just chosen that.
Mm.
It's not a nice feeling. So, of course, I also think maybe I can understand why this person right like that also.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think whoever you are, I hope you have a better quality of life now.
Yeah.
Be happier.
Yeah.
And if you are feeling like sucky in Singapore, feeling trapped also, I think there's nothing wrong with exploring looking overseas as well. You know, we all just do the best for ourselves.
Yeah, that's very fair. And like Raymond said, like, you actually probably did the best with the cards that you were given in life.
Mm.
This would be the choice that he had done also, and he even seriously considered it.
Yeah.
So, congrats to you and kudos to you. Yeah. Maybe one day, like, Singapore would come to, as a nation and or as a society and as consumers that pay for it, respect more like this kind of like blue collar jobs, to the point where we are willing to put our money where our mouth is and actually pay higher for these things.
Yes, not just talk only.
Yeah, so local people can also do this, you know.
Mm.
And actually local people can derive a competitive advantage, I guess, because like in the way they interface, if you're local, you might be able to interface better, or you might be able to understand the local concerns better because you've been doing this thing for many years.
I tell you what's a more realistic scenario.
What's a more realistic one?
The the Singaporean boss knows everyone. Then they
hire
Malaysian plumbers for 1.8.
Then
the cycle continues.
But then if this person could do that, that's not bad also, right?
Yeah, but he didn't.
Well, maybe he wants to. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Okay. All the best. All the best. Yeah, sorry I was angry earlier, but thanks for helping me see the other point of view. Thanks for tuning in, and if this is the last one, thank you very much for supporting us all this time. Thank you, and bye-bye.